I beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Forever by the help and the goodness through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other.
you will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought of your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. But your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, and how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon, in all of his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Therefore, wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which is today, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, wherewithal shall we be clothed? For all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought of the things itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So far the Holy Gospel.
Thank you.
Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
My sermon text this morning is from the Gospel. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things itself. So far, please be seated. Living in America and being anxious appears to be synonymous. The subject of the evening news deals with violence, economic insecurity. Our material and scientific progress has accelerated at extremely fast rates. But are we really more content? Are we really more happy? Anxiety also strikes Christians, and that's our concern this morning. What is anxiety doing to us who follow Jesus Christ, to our trust in God, to be the first place, the first position that we should have in our lives? There is no doubt that our society is success-oriented. Our children quickly learn our system of competition and awards in school, in sports, in being popular at any cost. And striving for success can be good when we realize that our abilities are gifts from God and we give Him thanks, honor, and glory. But too often, success becomes identified with self-worth, self-esteem, resulting in keeping up, getting ahead, having it made. Our success is oftentimes measured in the salary that we make, the material things we possess, the buying power that we have. Billions are spent in advertising to prompt consumers to desire what they don't need. We're always feasting our eyes, if you will, on something that is just out of our reach, believing that the more we have, well, the more we want. We can trust in possessions to give us this day our daily bread, and to deliver us from evil. The tragedy occurs when trust is no longer placed in God for all things, and we disobey the very first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Well, Jesus Christ lays it on the line. He says, no one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Time and place doesn't matter. A person at Christ's time could become just as anxious about a new camel as a new car, more shekels as more dollars. What anxiety does to us, it does to people all over the world, from the beginning of time. And that's why the words of Jesus cannot be set aside as simply beautiful words about the birds, about the lilies, and about the grass of the field. They are more than relevant than we care to admit. No, Jesus is not saying get out of the rat race. He's not saying leave it all behind. Jesus never proclaimed such a view. His disciples always carried money to buy food, and they neither gave away all that they had. And while on the cross, Jesus thoughtfully provided for his own mother. He walked among the poor, yet he did not refuse the luxury of the rich. He provided wine for a wedding, ate at the table of a rich tax collector, did not begrudge the woman using expensive ointment to wash his feet. He is always recognized and praised as Heavenly Father, as the source of all the daily necessities and all the rich in the kingdoms of this world. Jesus never said that we should not plan to be careful or make provisions for the future. But he does say that we should not be anxious, not worry. You see, the antidote for worry is fear, anxiety, and lies not in getting more things or in protecting ourselves, but in the loving care of God for us. He who feeds the birds of the air, clothes the lilies of the field, will surely take care of us. Jesus Christ is our shepherd who knows all of our needs. All of our tomorrows belong to him. And we can trust the care of God and believe that his love and guidance are perfect because of his Son, Jesus Christ. And through faith in Jesus, the kingdom of God comes to us. Come, Lord Jesus, and be our guest. Anxious sinners though we are, preoccupied with ourselves, he loved us so much that he came into this world, a world that worshiped creatures and not the Creator. Jesus came into the world that he made. He turned us back to God by being the way himself. And in him, God draws near to us with the blessings of forgiveness, new life, which Christ, our Lord and King, in which we can trust God and not ourselves or things. A new self-worth, a new self-esteem takes over, which he bestows on us as his forgiven and redeemed children. You see, we are not pawns of a cruel fate, bad luck. But we are people of great wealth and dignity, bought with the price with the price of Christ's own blood. His righteousness as a garment covers us, makes us beautiful to God. We have absolutely nothing to be anxious about as long as we are dressed in his righteousness and basking in his forgiving grace. There is nothing to worry about because his word, filled with promises of care and love, is trustworthy and sure. There is nothing to be discouraged about because our life now is truly worth more than food and drink and clothing. We can pray to God about our problems and concerns. We can draw upon him for strength and guidance. Or we can worry over whatever is happening in our lives and try to solve it ourselves. We can express confidence about life's today and tomorrow that are in God's hands. Or we can complain about what we're going through and what we might face ahead. Our Heavenly Father knows that we have needs and what those needs are even before we ask. He who clothes us in the robe of his righteousness bought us with his own blood, and he will certainly provide the cheaper earthly garments. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and we shall be assured that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
extend to God's throne of grace privately. Let's take a moment for that. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who calls unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us experience this morning your heavenly love, the feast which you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from the impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our own self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated.
Oh.
kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Gave them, saying, drink ye all. This cup is the New Testament of my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This too is often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Jesus Christ, shed the remission of all your sins.
Lord bless you and keep you in saving grace and protection. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in his grace and protection. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
The Lord bless you and keep you in his saving grace and protection. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in his grace and protection. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.
Thank you.
same of faith toward thee and of fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.